This is Shimon Newbort with Hilchos Shabbos, chapter 21. This chapter contains 36 halachas. In chapters 7 through 12, we described the 39 malachas, the 39 principal categories of malacha activities which are forbidden on Shabbos by Torah law, the principal categories and their derivative malachas. In chapters 13 through 19, we have been discussing the details of the final malacha, the malacha of carrying. In this chapter 21, we will begin discussing activities which are not malachas by Torah law. They are neither primary malachas nor derivative malachas, but they are nevertheless forbidden by rabbinical decree. Halacha Aleph, Nemar Bateira Tishbois. The Torah says, you shall rest. We are required to rest from work on Shabbos. And this is taken to mean that afilu mitvarim she'enam melocha, even from activities which are not melocha, chayev lishbois mehem, one is required to rest from such activities, if these are weekday type activities. Udvarim harbeheim, there are many such activities, she'osru chachamim, that the sages have forbidden mishum shvus, because of this requirement that we are to rest on the Shabbos day. Mehem dvarim asurim, mipneshem deimim malacha. Some of these things have been forbidden because they are similar to malacha. It looks like a malacha, even though it is in fact not, for some technical reason. Umehem dvarim asurim, and some of these things have been forbidden. Gezeira, as a rabbinical decree, because we are afraid, shemayove mehem iser skilo, that if we will be permitted to do this particular activity, the person will come to do some other activity which is a malocha and which is punishable by death, by stoning. The eluheim, and the following are the activities that are forbidden on Shabbos by rabbinical decree. As a shvus means a activity that is forbidden by rabbinical decree because of the requirement that we rest on Shabbos. Halacha beis, kol hamashve gumois, anyone who fills in and levels out crevices in the ground, harezechayiv mishum chayrish, he is punished because he is guilty of plowing on Shabbos. We learned this prohibition at the beginning of chapter 8. Lefichach, and therefore, because straightening out and leveling cracks in the ground is a forbidden in Shabbos as a malocha, also, by rabbinical decree, it is forbidden lehiponis b'sedei hanira b'Shabbos, to move one's bowels in a field that has been plowed and furrowed on Shabbos, gzeira shema yashve gumis, because we are afraid that while doing so, he will fill in and level out a crevice or a crack in the ground. Hamefanes oitzer b'Shabbos, one who clears out and moves things away from a storage place on Shabbos, b'pnei shehu tzarech lo ledvar mitzvah, because he needs this place for a mitzvah. We will learn later that it is forbidden to go to this kind of trouble if there's no mitzvah involved, only for a mitzvah. Kegoin sheyachnis by orchim, he needs the place so that he can entertain guests there, or yikba by medrash, or he can set up the place for people to study Torah. Then it's permitted to do that. Lo yigmar es kol ha'oitzer. Nevertheless, he is forbidden to remove every last bit of thing that was stored there in the storage. Shemayovei lahashvis gumas. Because if he clears out the ground completely, he may decide to use the ground for something, and he may end up filling in all the cracks and smoothing out the ground. Tich al gabi raglov mekanchoi bekeisel ubekeira avaloi bekarka. If one has some mud or clay on his foot, he may scrape it off against the wall or against some board, but avaloi bekarka, but not against the bare ground. Shemayovei lahashvis gumis, because while scraping his foot against the bare ground, he may end up leveling out cracks in the ground. Lo yorek b'karka v'yoshev b'raglav, one should not spit on the ground and then wipe it with his foot, shemayash v'gumis, because while doing so he may fill in some cracks. Umutar lidrois haroik shal gabe karka v'hoylech lefitumai, however one may step on saliva that's lying on the ground and continue walking in his normal fashion. Halocha gimel, noshim hamesachkeis be'goizim u'shkeidim v'chayetzi b'hem, women who play a certain gambling games by rolling nuts or almonds or similar objects, asuris lasachik b'hem b'shabbos, they are not permitted to play such games on Shabbos, shemayovoyu lahashvis gumois, because they may flatten out the ground by filling in crevices in order to give them a level surface on which to roll the nuts. For also lechabides hakarka, it's forbidden to sweep the ground, shemayashva gumois, because in doing so he may fill in cracks. Elam kein hoya rotzuv b'avonim, it's only permitted if the ground was floored with stone tiles. Umuta lezalif mayim al gabi hakarka, it's permitted to sprinkle water onto the ground to keep the dust from rising. And in such a case, he need not be afraid that he might end up filling in the cracks, because he does not intend to do anything to the ground itself. You cannot smear the ground, however, with oil or some wax, even if it's floored with stones. The ein noifchimoisoi, you may not blow on the ground to remove dust particles and such. Vein madichimoisoi, and you may not wash the floor. Afilu b'yomtiv, even on yomtiv, kol shekein b'shabbos, and certainly not on Shabbos. Shelo yaseh keder shehu yoyse b'choil, so that one should not clean the floor in the manner in which he customarily does it on a weekday. V'yavi lahashvis gumos, and if he were to do so, he would end up filling in the cracks, bizman shuoisekein, while he was doing that, bimokim she'enei rotzuf, in places where the floor was not tiled with stones. Halocha dalet, chotzer sheniskalkel bimei hakshamim, a courtyard that became ruined in the rainy season, in the winter time, maybe teven umerade, but he can take some straw and sprinkle it over the ground. Ukeshehu merade, and while sprinkling the straw over the ground, lo yerade, lo yibesal, lo yibekupa, he should not distribute it with a basket or a box, ela b'shulei hakupa, but he can take the bottom of a broken basket or a broken box and use that. He should not do anything to the ground in the manner that he would do it on a weekday, so that he will not come to forget and fill in the crevices. Halocha hei, hamashkes hazeroim chayav mishum zireya. We learned also in chapter 8 that one who waters some plants is guilty of planting, lefichach, and therefore also it is forbidden by rabbinical decree, lishev min haboyer begalgal, to draw up water from a well using a wheel on which you turn and you wind up the rope that pulls up the bucket, because if you do it in that way, which is the way you draw up water on a weekday, so he might use the water not just for drinking, but he might then draw up water to water the garden or to water some other open space. And therefore, since this is the only reason that it's forbidden, if the well with such a wheel for pulling up the bucket is in a courtyard where there's nothing planted there, then it's permitted to draw up the water from the well using the wheel. Halocha vav hatoilesh chayiv mikhoshim koitzer. Again, in chapter 8, we learn that one who tears something out of the ground is punished for harvesting. Lefichach, therefore, also lirdois dvash mikivris b'shabbos, by rabbinical decree, it's forbidden to remove anything, even non-growing things, from their natural place. It's forbidden to remove honey mikivris b'shabbos, to remove the honey from the hive, with neishahu ketelish, because this looks like removing plants from the place where they grow. Ein oilim ba'ilin, bein lach ben yavish, it's forbidden to climb up a tree, a tree that's still growing or a tree that's dried out, and it's forbidden to hang on a tree, and it's forbidden to lean against a tree, nor may one climb up on a tree on Friday while it's still daytime with the intent of remaining in the tree the whole Shabbos, and it is forbidden to make any sort of use of things that are still growing in the ground. Gzeira, this is by rabbinical decree. Shema Yitlesh, if one does such things, he might come to break off a branch or do something else to remove things from the ground. Halacha Zayin, Perish Shanashu B'Shabbos, fruit that fell off the tree on Shabbos, also Liochlam Ad Mitzoy Shabbos, they may not be eaten until after Shabbos. Gzeira Shema Yitlesh, because if it were permitted, we are afraid that he will come to tear the fruit off the tree. Hadas ha-mechubar, a myrtle which has a good smell, and it's still growing, it's still connected to the ground. Muta lahariach boy, it's permitted to smell it while it's connected to the ground. She'ein ha-nayos yala lahariach boy, because the only way to enjoy the myrtle is by smelling it. You cannot eat it. V'harei matsui, and the smell is there, it's not necessary to pluck it off. So we're not afraid that if he smells it, he'll pluck it off to do something else with. Aval esrig v'tapuach v'chol aroi l'achila. However, fruits like an esrig or an apple, fruits which are edible in addition to having a pleasant smell, also l'horiach boi b'mechubar, it's forbidden to smell it while it's still connected to the ground. Gzeiro shema yokitzoi se liochle. Because since it's edible, we're afraid that if he smells it, he will pluck it off the tree to take it and eat. Haluchaches ilan shahoyu sharosh of gvoi menard shleisha tvachim. A tree whose roots are sticking up above the ground and they are three handbreadths high, also leishivaleim, it's nevertheless forbidden to sit on them, even though they're three handbreadths high. V'im einam gvoim shloisha, however, if they're not three handbreadths high, hareim koretz, then you may sit on them because they're not like tree roots, they are considered as part of the ground. Hayuboy milmaila mishloisha leteich shloisha, if they form an arch so that they are in one place higher than three handbreadths above the ground, and then they come down and they are less than three handbreadths, muta lishtamish behem, it's permitted to use them. Hayu gvoim shloisha, if the roots are three handbreadths high above the ground, afal pishet tzidam echot shovel oritz, even though on one side they're going into the ground and they are level with the ground, or sheyesh chol tachteim shloisha, or there is a empty space under them that's three handbreadths high, so that you might think that they are considered completely disconnected. Nevertheless, also leishiv aleim, it's forbidden to sit on them. Halochetes, ein reichvim al gabi behema b'shabbos, it's forbidden to ride on an animal on Shabbos. Also, because of harvesting, zeir shemayachtev zmeira lahiga, we are afraid that if one were to ride on an animal, he would pluck off a branch of a tree in order to use it to lead the animal. It's customary, one who rides an animal has a whip or a stick in his hand to make the animal go the way he wants it to go. It's forbidden to hang oneself with an animal. Nor may one climb up onto an animal on Friday while it's daytime with intention of remaining there during Shabbos. And it's forbidden to lean against the sides of an animal. However, things that are supported by the sides of a tree or an animal is permitted. For instance, if there is some utensil hanging from the tree or from an animal, it's permitted to lean against that utensil. Allah be'ilan b'Shabbos b'shagig, if one climbs up on a tree on Shabbos unintentionally, that is, he forgot that it's forbidden, mutaleid, he's permitted to climb down again. B'mezid, if he climbed up willfully, also leid, now he's forbidden to climb down, he must remain there until Shabbos is over. Uba behema, However, if he climbed up on an animal, afilu b'mezid, even if he did so willfully, yedid, he may go down, mishum tsar bali chayim, because it would cause suffering to the animal if he were to stay there until Shabbos was over. V'chein parkim amasi me'algavi behema b'Shabbos, and also it's permitted to remove a load, to unload something from an animal, mishum tsar bali chayim, in order to avoid suffering to the animal. Halacha yud keitzad, how is this permitted? Hoysa behemte tuna shlif, if the animal is loaded with some sort of a burden of grain, machnes roishi tachtov umasalki letzad achev unoifel meyelov, he puts his head in under it and moves it over to one side and it falls down by itself. If one arrives from a journey just as in the evening as Shabbos is beginning of a hemti tuna and his animal is loaded down with merchandise, kishiyagi alachotze hachitzoina, when he arrives to the first courtyard of the city, he removes those utensils from the animal that may be handled on Shabbos, v'sheinam nitlim, and utensils that may not be handled, mateh hachavolim v'asakim noiflim, he undoes the ropes and allows the sacks to fall down by themselves. Hayu basakim dvarim hamishtabrim, if the sacks contain things which can break if they fall down, then the rule is im hayu sakim ktanim, if they are small sacks, maybe kar muksosis umaniach tachtehem, he brings blankets or mattresses and puts it under them, and then he allows the sacks to fall down onto these cushions. Because now he has not rendered the mattresses mukta thereby. We will learn the laws of mukta in a future chapter. Because since they are small bundles, he can remove the cushions out of the way later, and the cushions will be removable, and therefore the cushions have not become muktza, because we're dealing with small light sacks here that are lying on the cushions, and therefore by putting the sacks by putting the mattresses there and allowing the sacks to fall on them, he has not rendered the mattresses muktza. If the animal was loaded with pieces of glass, he merely undoes the sacks and lets the glass fall, because even if the glass breaks, it's not a great loss, because pieces of glass are there only to be melted down and made into some utensil. And by breaking the glass, it only causes a very minor loss. So we do not take notice of such a loss and permit anything that would be otherwise forbidden. If we're dealing with large sacks that are full of glass utensils and such things, which will break and cause a great loss, since it's glass utensils, not pieces of glass, it'll cause a great loss if it breaks, and you cannot put cushions underneath, because then the cushions become muktzah, and it's forbidden to make something muktzah on Shabbos, then porek benachas, then he is permitted, because of the loss that he would otherwise sustain, he is permitted to slowly unload the animal in the normal fashion. But in no case should he leave the sacks there on the animal, because this would cause suffering to the animal if the animal were loaded the whole Shabbos. Halacha yudalef hamedabik peiris achiyosuguv echod, one who causes fruits to adhere together until they become one body, one clump, Chayiv Mishum Ma'amer, he is guilty of piling up. Also, chapter 8, we learned this, Lefichach, and therefore, Mishan is Pazru Leperiz Bechatzeiz, someone whose fruit was scattered in the courtyard, Malaki Tal Yod Al Yod Vo'ichil, he can gather them together, one by one, in his hand, and eat them, Avaloyitin Loy Leticha Sal, Veloy Leticha Kupa, but he cannot put them into a basket or into a box, keder shoyse bechoil, in the way that he does it on a weekday, shemyase keder shoyse bechoil, because if he were to collect them together in weekday fashion, shemayir b'shem b'yodei b'teich hakufa, he may press them by hand into the box, so he'll get more of them into the box, v'yovei l'dei imur, and he'll come to squeeze them together, and do the malacha of imur, the malacha of clumping together or piling up. Similarly, we may not take salt or some similar powdered substance and press it together, because this also looks like this malacha of piling. Halacha Yud Beis. Mefarik Chayev Mishum Dosh. Again in chapter 8, we learned that one who squeezes things until they break apart into their components, he is punished because of dosh, because of threshing. And therefore one who squeezes olives or grapes, Chayev Mishum Mefarik, he is also guilty of such a thing, of squeezing something to break it into its components. Lefihach, and therefore, since this is forbidden to squeeze olives or grapes, as we learned in chapter 8, also Lishchay Tusim V'rimayim, by rabbinical decree, they have also forbidden us to squeeze berries or pomegranates, Hoyel Omikzas B'nei Odom Seich Demoisiv Kizesim V'anovim, since some people normally squeeze these into to make juice, just like you would squeeze olives or grapes, because we're afraid that if he squeezes these fruits, he'll also squeeze olives and grapes, but other fruits, these are apples and various apple-like fruits. It's permitted to squeeze them on Shabbos, because these are not fruits that are normally squeezed. Vegetables that were pickled or boiled in water, and they absorbed a lot of brine or water in them. Shesochtam, if he squeezes them, kedei lerakich gufam, in order to squeeze out the body of the fruit itself, in other words, to remove the pickle juice, because he does not want it in the fruit. He does not want the fruit swelled up and stiffened with the juice, but he wants the juice out of there. Mutar, then it's permitted. V'im lehoitzi mehem, but if it's his intention to remove the juice from the fruit, to remove the brine, because he wants to drink the brine, also it's forbidden. V'im meraskim es hashelig, it's forbidden to slice apart and cut apart clumps of snow, sheyazuvu meimav, in order to cause water to run out of it. Avol merasek hu l'teich hakara, but he's allowed to press it in or cut it up into a bowl, or l'teich hakois, or into a cup, in order to make ice water to drink. Hashum v'ha beser v'ha melilis, garlic and unripe grapes and unripe grain, shariskam, which were cut apart or crushed apart while it was still daytime on Friday, and now oil or juice begins to ooze out of them, if they still require a crushing, it's forbidden to continue and finish the crushing on Shabbos. If, however, they do not need crushing in a crusher, they only need some coarse sort of squeezing by hand, it's permitted to continue crushing them and finish the crushing on Shabbos. And therefore it's permitted to finish the crushing of cereal grain in the wooden crusher, b'teicha k'deira, straight into the pot on Shabbos, acha shemeridim moisa me'al ho'esh, after the pot has been removed from the fire, so that there's no prohibition of cooking here, it's permitted to finish the crushing of the grain straight into the pot, to eat a sort of a cereal out of it. Halocha yudalit, ha'meilil melilis, one who removes grain or peas or beans from the pod or from the husk by hand, he should do it in an unusual fashion, so that it will not look like the threshing operation. One who sucks milk with his mouth, milking an animal, we also learned, is forbidden because of threshing. If he sucks milk with his mouth, potter, he is not punished. If one is coughing, and a remedy for coughing used to be sucking fresh milk, then he's permitted to suck the milk with his mouth, because this is an unusual form of breaking things apart. And even though it's ordinarily forbidden, but since he's coughing and he's in pain, the prohibition does not include this particular case. Even though there's no danger to life involved. Fruit from which some juice oozes out on Shabbos. If it's olives or grapes, whose squeezing is forbidden by Torah law. Also, it's forbidden to drink those juices until after Shabbos. We are afraid that he may intentionally squeeze it on Shabbos. But if we're talking about berries or pomegranates, where squeezing is forbidden only by rabbinical decree, then if he collected these fruits for the intention of eating it, then the juice that oozes out from it is permitted. But if he collected these fruits with the intention of squeezing them, pressing them into juice, then the juice that flows out of them is forbidden until after Shabbos. Olives or grapes that were cut apart, they were cut open or crushed open before Shabbos, and then afterwards juice automatically oozed out of it on Shabbos, mutarim, it's permitted. And similarly, honeycomb, if it was cut apart before Shabbos, mutarim, honey that oozes out of it on Shabbos is permitted. Because here we have no need to be afraid that he will, to be begin with, crush it or cut it open on Shabbos, because he already did it before Shabbos. We always malachas aim, winnowing and selecting, which we discussed in chapter 8. We always malachas aim. These are principal forms of malacha lefichach, and therefore afal pisha mutar limloil melilois beroshi yetz boisav. Even though it's permitted, as we just stated previously, to remove grain from the husks with one's fingertips to eat it immediately, when he blows away the chaff, he must hold it in one hand and blow while it's in one hand, and he may blow with all his strength, but not in a container or a bowl of any sort or a pot, because if he begins to do it in the normal fashion, we are afraid that he will sift it through a sifter or a strainer, shulchayev, and then he would be guilty of straining or sifting or selecting. V'hamishamish marim, one who filters out the pulp from wine. We discussed also in chapter 8, this is a derivative melocha of selecting or sifting. Even though, as we stated there, it's permitted to take clear wine or clear water and filter it through a cloth in order to get it even clearer, or an Egyptian basket, guma basuder, nevertheless he should not make a depression in the a cloth, so he will not do it in the fashion that he does it on a weekday, and he will end up filtering it through the actual filtering utensil, which would be a malocha. And similarly, it's forbidden to take the filter and put it onto the mouth of the barrel in the way that he does it on a weekday, because he might end up filtering in a forbidden fashion. Similarly, churning butter curdling cheese is a derivative maloch of selecting. Lefichoch, and therefore, afal pisha noisnim shumshimim va'agoizim lidvash lo yichapzim biyodoy. Even though it's permitted to take sesame seeds and the nuts and put them into honey to make a confection out of it, but he should not squeeze it together with his hand and churn it together to make a solid object out of it. Halacha yudches, amechateches ayerek dak dak. We also learned in chapter 8 that one who cuts up vegetables very thin, kedei levashle, for the purpose of cooking it, this is a derivative malacha of grinding, v'chayev, and he is punished, lefichoch, and therefore by rabbinical decree, meraskim es hashachas, v'loyasacharuvim, it's forbidden to cut apart hay or carobs, lefnei abehema, to put it in front of an animal to eat, bein daka bein gasa, neither a small animal nor a large animal, because cutting it up looks like grinding it. But it's permitted to cut apart pumpkins in front of an animal, or to cut apart unkosher meat to feed to the dogs, because the laws of grinding do not apply to things that are going to be eaten right away, to foods that are ready to eat. One can take bundles of hay and open them in front of an animal, and he can break it apart with his hand, into small clumps, small bunches, but he cannot take a large bundles of hay and take them apart, because this is a great deal of trouble. Halacha yutes, chavilei peyah ve'ezer ve'koranis v'chayetzi behem she'echnisam l'machali be'ema. These are grasses that are used for human consumption and to feed to animals, and they are used for their smell. If he takes such grasses, if he gathered them together to feed them to an animal, then the law is mistapik mehem v'koytim v'oichel. He can take a little bit of it at a time and break it off and eat it himself, but Rashi adds b'oisav with his fingers, but he cannot collect a lot into his hand and break it apart, so that he should not do it on the fashion that he does it in a weekday, and he'll end up crushing it finally. One who has to crush black pepper or some similar spice, to put it into the food on Shabbos, he can crush it with the handle of a knife or bakara or with a plate, avaloi b'machteshes, but not with a crusher, mipneishu teichin, because that would be grinding. Lefichach also lebari lesapis b'shabbos, and since grinding of such things is forbidden, and therefore it's forbidden also for any healthy person, lesrapis b'shabbos, to do anything that's for a cure on Shabbos, gzeira shamayishlei kasamemonim, because we're afraid that if he takes some medicine, he will come to crush the chemicals that are put into the medicine. And therefore, all such cures have been forbidden. How do we forbid these cures? Halacha chavalef keitzad, for example, yechol dvarim sheinam meichel briim, one may not eat things that are not normally eaten by healthy people, such as ezov and pia. These are kind of grasses. We spoke about them in the previous halacha. Nor may he take laxatives on Shabbos, kigain lana, it's some sort of a bitter root, or similar things. Nor may one drink any liquids that healthy people do not normally drink, such as water in which certain chemicals and herbs was boiled. Halacha yud chavbeis, oichel odam ochlam omashkim shederach abriim laochlam l'shtoisam. However, a person is permitted to eat foods or to drink drinks which healthy people normally do eat or drink, such as coriander and hops and hyssop, even though they also have curative properties, and he's eating it with the intention of causing some sort of cure, mutar, nevertheless it's permitted, since these are things normally eaten by healthy people also. Chilsis is a tea that's made out of a certain herb. If he began drinking it before Shabbos, once you begin drinking this, you must take it, Hoilech, he continues drinking it. You must drink it for a certain number of days, and it's dangerous to stop in the middle. If he began drinking before Shabbos, he can continue drinking. Mutar l'shtosi b'Shabbos, and he can drink it on Shabbos also. Afilu b'mekayim sh'leinoagu habriyim l'shtos achilsis, even in places where healthy people do not normally drink such a tea. Nevertheless, since he already began and it's dangerous to stop, he may continue drinking. This is an Egyptian brew made out of barley flour and certain herbs and salt. This may be drunk in all places because people do drink this. Similarly, oils which healthy people smear on themselves, one may smear on himself on Shabbos. Therefore, even though his intention is to cause some cure, but oils that healthy people do not normally rub on themselves, asurim, this is forbidden. Hachoishish b'masnav, lo yosuch yayin v'choymetz, one who has pain near the waist should not rub it with wine or with vinegar. Avosachu es hashemen, but he may rub it with oil, which is normal. V'loy shemen verid, but he may not use rose oil, because that's very expensive, and people normally do not use that. Ela b'mokim shabriim sach moisei, unless it's a place where healthy people do use such oil. Umut halosach shemen v'melech b'chol mokim, and in all places it's permitted to rub in oil together with salt. Nokfa yoda yiragloi, if his hand or his foot swelled up, tsaimsa b'yayin, he may cause the swelling to come down using wine, veimat tsaimsa b'choymetz, but he may not use vinegar for that. Vimhoya onig, and if he's a very delicate person, it would not be normal for him to use wine either, then he may not use wine either. One who has a toothache, he cannot suck into his mouth vinegar through the teeth and then spit it out, but he can suck in the vinegar and then swallow it. One who has a sore throat, he should not pour oil into it. Avol baleya hu shemen harbi, but he can swallow a lot of oil. Vim nisrape nisrape, and if it, while it goes through the throat, it heals the throat, so that's all right. Ein lo yasim es hamastichi, one cannot chew certain medicinal gums. Ve'ein shofim es hashinayim besam b'shabes, nor can one scrape the teeth with some chemical on Shabbos, was mentioned as kavan l'refuah, when he has a medicinal purpose in mind. Vim niskavan l'reich hapeh, but if he does it only to give his breath a good smell, muta, then it's permitted. Halacha chafeh, ein nois nam yayin l'teichu ayin, it's forbidden to put wine into the eye. Avol neisen hu al gavei ayin, but he can put it on above the eye. V'roik tofel, and the saliva of a person who has not yet eaten, afilu al gavei ayin, also, it's forbidden to put it even above the eye. Kilosh a certain eye ointment that was soaked before Shabbos, Maviri al Gabi Ayin b'Shabbos, one can pass it over above the eye on Shabbos, Ve'ein Echoshesh, and not worry about the fact that it drips into the eye. Misha Lokabed's boy, one who injured his finger, Lo Yikrech Olav Gabi, he should not tie some elastic around it, to cause a cure, nor may he squeeze it by hand to remove blood from it. One cannot put warm water or oil onto some wound, nor can one pour it onto a cotton that's on top of the wound, nor can one pour it on cotton to put the cotton onto the wound on Shabbos, but he can pour it outside the wound, even though it flows down into the wound. You can put dry cotton onto a wound. But if it was old cotton, also it's forbidden, because this has curative properties, just like a medicinal bandage. A medicinal bandage, a partial al gabi keli, which came off and it went onto some utensil, it can be put back onto the wound. But if it fell off onto the ground, also it's forbidden to put it back on the wound. But in the base HaMikdash, one can put a bandage, a medicinal bandage, back onto a wound. in order to do the sacrificial service, the Kohen may not have anything in between the garment and his flesh, so he has to remove all bandages. Even if he put them down on the ground, he can put the bandage on afterwards. Shein isa shvus b'mikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash, in general, these rabbinical prohibitions of Shabbos do not apply. Or v'chol mokim mekanchem pi hamaka, in all places, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, we can clean off the opening of a wound, vein mekanchem esayiratia, but we cannot clean off the medicinal bandage, shama yimrach, because he may squeeze the ointment on it. Halochechov ches, sochin u'mashmishim b'vnei me'ayim b'shabbos, it's permitted to anoint and massage the belly on Shabbos, v'ushe yosef v'yamashmish b'vasachas, provided that he anoints it with the oil and massages all at once, so he does not do it like a weekday fashion. One cannot exercise on Shabbos. What does it mean, exercise? That is that people walk on his body very hard, so that he exerts himself and he sweats, or he himself walks around the Cheyiga V'yozia until he becomes exerted, he exerts himself and he sweats, because it's forbidden to exert oneself until he sweats on Shabbos, because this is a kind of cure. And so also it's forbidden to stand on a certain clay earth in the land of Israel, because this exercises the feet and cures the feet. One may not bathe in water that loosens the bowels, nor in quicksand, nor in the water in which certain drugs were soaked, nor in the Dead Sea, nor in foul water, b'yam hagodol, in the Mediterranean Sea, mipnei shekolelu tzarehem, because all of these cause pain, v'chosuv, and the Torah requires v'korosol ha-shabbos einik, you shall call Shabbos a pleasure. L'fichoch, and therefore, im lo nishtaha behem elo olam miyad, therefore, if he does not tarry in this water, but he goes in and comes out immediately, apopi sheyesh lechatoti b'roisha, even though he has scabs on his head, mutar, it's permitted, because since he's only there a short time, it will not cause suffering. Halacha lamed ein mezgardim b'megredes, it's forbidden to scratch oneself with a tool that's made for scratching. However, if his hands were soiled with manure or with clay, goyret kedarke, he can scrape them in the usual fashion. He doesn't worry about it. Sochin u'mefarchin la'odav la'enig, it's permitted to anoint and massage a person for pleasure, avaleila behema, but not an animal. V'imhoyal atzar, but if the animal was in some sort of pain, mutar lahos etzara b'sichol perich, it's permitted to lessen the pain by smearing, by anointing it with some oil and by squeezing. Behema sha'och l'karshin in harbe, an animal which ate a lot of pea pods, and the animal gets a stomach ache. The remedy for that is to make the animal run. One may cause the animal to run in a courtyard in order to cure the animal. And an animal that got an attack of high blood pressure, the animal can be put into water, and it can be driven into the water so it will cool off. And we do not have to be afraid that if he begins to cure the animal, he will grind up some drugs for the animal. Halacha lamed aleph, ein mekiyem es ha'ochel b'Shabbos, it's forbidden to cause food to be vomited on Shabbos. B'med dvarim amurim, when is this forbidden? B'sam, to use a drug for that purpose. Shema yischak sam amonim, because he may grind up the drugs. Avol lahachnes yodei l'teich pivu l'hoki, but to put his finger or his hand into the mouth and cause vomiting, mutar is permitted. V'osu litchoi kreisi shaltinik, kedei lahoitzi harei shaloi, and a baby who is constipated, it's forbidden to squeeze his belly in order to cause the bowels to move, because he may come to give him some liquid laxative. One can take a suction cup and put it upside down on the navel on Shabbos in order to pull back up a herniated navel. It's permitted to apply traction or to apply tight blankets around a baby whose bones are dislocated, or to pull up dislocated ears. This is in newborn infants. It can be done by hand or with some tool. Or to pull back up the dislocated muscles in the chest, because all of these cures are not done with drugs, and we need not worry that one will grind up drugs. And since the infant has pain, all these things are permitted. Halacha Lamed Beis, Hamerakid, sifting, Miyavis Melochis, is one of the principal Melochis, Lefichoch, and therefore in Kivra Mesateven, we cannot strain straw, Bekivra, through a strainer, to remove the stones, Veloyanich, Akivra, Sheyesh, Bateven, Bemokim, Gavoya, Bishul, Sheyevit, Hamoitz, nor can one take the strainer, if it has straw in it, and put it in a high place, so that the chaff and the worthless matter will fall out, Bibneshu Kamerakid, because this is like sifting, Aval Noitel, Hateven, Kivro, but he can take the straw into a sifter and into a strainer and carry it to the feeding trough for the animal. And even though while he's walking and carrying it, the chaff will fall down to the bottom, nevertheless it's permitted because this is not his direct intention. Halacha Lamed Gimel Megabel. We learned at the end of chapter 8 that one who mixes together mud or clay, he's guilty of kneading. We may not knead together a lot of flour made out of roasted grains, even though this does not form a dough, it's forbidden because he may knead flour that is not from roasted grain. We can take small amounts of roasted grain and mix it together with some liquid. Aval tvua shalehi viashlish, but grain that was harvested before it was one third of its ripeness, shakolu oisa, which was then roasted, viachakach tochnu oisa tchina gasa, and then it was ground into a coarse grind, shahareyu kechoil, this is like sand, vihi anikris shsis, the Hebrew name for this is shsis, muta legabu imena bechoimitz, it's permitted to take this and knead it together with vinegar or some similar liquid, even a lot at once is permitted, so long as the mixture is soft and loose. But if it's hard and stiff, also it's forbidden, because even though it does not form a dough, it looks like he is kneading dough. And if he has to do it in unusual fashion, for example, he can do it in unusual fashion. First he puts in this coarse grain, and then he adds the vinegar. Halacha Lamed Dalet, Hamursan, coarse bran, afal pishayin eroi legibul, even though it will not adhere together and form a dough, and goivul moisei, it cannot be mixed together with liquid, shemal yovi ligbil ha'ofa v'chayetzi boi, because one may then come to knead together earth or some similar thing which does make clay. It's permitted to put water on top of bran, and then move the spoon around in it in one direction and then in the other, but he cannot stir it up by hand, so that it will not look like kneading. If it was not mixed up together, minari mikli likli, he can pour it from one container into another, achi yisariv, until it mixes together, and then he can put it in front of the chickens to eat, or in front of an ox. It's also permitted in this fashion to mix up the bran in one container, and then divide it into many smaller containers, and put it individually in front of each animal, and he can mix together in one utensil, in one container, even a large amount, a kur or two kurs. It's forbidden to feed an animal or a wild beast or an bird on Shabbos in the fashion that he usually feeds it on a weekday, because he may come to grind up beans or peas, or to knead dough, or some similar thing for feeding the animals. So how is it forbidden? He cannot feed a camel on Shabbos the normal amount, which is sufficient food for 3 or 4 days that you normally feed a camel, v'lo yarbitz egel v'chayetziboy, nor may he throw a calf or some other animal down to the floor, v'yiftach piv, and open up its mouth forcibly, v'itin l'techi karshin en omayim, and take pods and the water and put it into the mouth, bevasachas, all at once, v'chein lo yitin l'tech pi yoynim v'tarnegoylim, nor can he force feed into the mouth of pigeons or chickens, lamokim shenim yechaylim lahachzer, if he puts it deep enough into a throat so that they could no longer regurgitate it, aval maichel hu asa behema umad, but he can force feed an animal that's standing, umashkoi sa umad, and he can give it to drink while it's standing, or noisel teich pia, or mayim bifneyatzman, vacharshinim bifneyatzman, or he can put into the mouth of the animal water separately and pods separately, lamokim sheyechaylim lahachzer, if he puts it not deep into the throat so that the animal could still regurgitate. And also he can feed a bird by hand into its mouth, into a place where it could still regurgitate it. Needless to say, it's permitted to put the food in front of the animals or birds for them to eat it on their own. In all the cases where we said it's permitted and to feed an animal or bird, when is it permitted? The Misham is a noise of a love, animals or birds that he is responsible to feed. An animal that belongs fit to him, v'chayosei, or a wild beast that belongs to him, v'yoyni habayis, domesticated pigeons, v'avozim, v'tarnagelim, ducks and chickens, aval Misham is a noise of a love, but animals, then birds that he is not responsible to feed, they normally find their own food, k'goit chazir, such as a pig, the yoinei shayvach, or pigeons that live in the coop, udvoirim, and bees, la'itein lefneim, le'mozim, le'mayim, he's not permitted to put in front of them neither food nor water. Umuta lo'odem lahamid behemte yalgabi asovim, mechubarim, v'hi oichelas. It's permitted to for a person to put his animal in front of grass that's still connected to the ground and growing, and the animal may eat it, even though thereby the animal is harvesting it, but since the animal eats it, it's permitted. But he may not put the animal in front of a food that is mukta, that may not be handled, but he can stand in front of the animal and direct the animal, even though he doesn't put the animal onto the food, he can direct the animal there so the animal pays attention to that food that's mukta, of a techel mimenu and will eat it. And these same laws all apply on Yom Tov.